We present The Left-Handed Sleeper, a serial in five parts by Ted Willis, based on his novel of the same name, with Annette Crosby and Richard Pascoe. Episode 4, Reunion in Tangier, is introduced by the author.
From time to time, a writer will get the feeling that the characters in a story have taken over, and that they're leading him in all sorts of unexpected directions. I have to confess that I felt like this with the Ritchie story. There were so many threads, and some of them looked to be very tangled indeed. For a start, Mark Ritchie MP, exposed as a Soviet spy, had fled to Tangier. British security, in the shape of a man named Cadwell, was after him. So was the KGB, and their special agent was a man called Badayev, who bore the sinister nickname the Executioner. Then, just to complicate things even further, there was Mark's wife, Christine. Refusing to believe in her husband's guilt, she had given British security the slip and was thought to be on her way to Tangier to find and comfort Mark. Tangier. It seemed that all the main characters were converging on that mysterious city, including a woman destined to play a key role in the unfolding drama, a certain Mrs. Shirley Graham.
Can I help you, madame?
You have a Monsieur Lacan staying in the hotel, Monsieur Henri Lacan.
One moment, please. Ah, yes, madame. Monsieur Lacan is in room 203, second floor.
Thank you. Have my bag sent up, please. I shall be staying.
With Monsieur Lacan?
Of course.
I shall need your passport. For registration, you understand?
Yeah.
Thank you. It will be returned to you very soon. Garçon, ici. Take these bags up to room 203.
Jules, the hairdressing and beauty salon. Can I help you?
Jules, Bertrand here.
Yes?
Please give a message to our friends. A lady has joined Monsieur Lacan in room 203. The name is Graham. Shirley Ann Graham, British. Merci, au revoir.
Who is it?
Mark, it's me.
Shirley!
You made it.
Of course.
You weren't...
Followed, of course not. Well, is that all the greeting, I guess? That's better, darling. Much better.
Morning, Cadwell.
Morning, Deputy Director.
How do you like my little spread?
Not so little.
180 acres. Mixed. Bought it 4 years ago. Not bad for a town boy, eh?
You work it yourself?
Lord, no. Haven't the time. But I come down when I can and mess around a bit. Like this morning. Up at 5, been at it since 6. In another hour, I shall be on my way to the department. Have you been briefed?
More or less. But I want to get it absolutely straight. That's why I'm here.
You sound rather disapproving.
I am. But that's neither here nor there, is it? As I understand it, I'm to go to Tangier to see Ritchie. If he agrees to talk, we will guarantee not to move against him. We will give him a passport in another name and help him to go to any country of his choice.
Except Britain. Don't want him here. Be too damned embarrassing.
Not for me. I'd like to get Ritchie back here and put him on trial. But I can see that might be awkward for his friends at Westminster and a few others.
Do you mind if we get back to the subject under discussion?
Not at all. Apart from the passport and other help, we will pay Ritchie a sum of money not exceeding £10,000.
In return for all this, we want information. The names, background, details on all the members of the Domino Club.
Domino Club?
We didn't get much from Willie Moffat. I don't think he knows too much anyway. Very small cog. But he did tell us that Moscow's code word for their network in Britain is the Domino Club.
Domino? Odd choice. Well, let's hope the domino theory works in this case. One down, all down.
Right, what else? Our man in Tangier is Hume, David Hume. Do you know him?
Oh, we worked together on the Beirut job 4 years ago.
Dour, but sound. By the time you reach Tangier, he should have Richie safely under wraps. Mm. Right then. Good luck.
One other thing. If Mrs. Richie turns up in Tangier, does the offer of a new passport and help extend to her?
While Mrs. Ritchie was in our custody, she had a certain value as a bargaining factor. That's largely gone now. Use her if you can, by all means, but she's no longer of any real importance.
Use her?
This is a matter which concerns the security of the country, Cadwell. In that context...
Individuals don't matter?
I didn't say that. It's simply a question of priorities.
Wine, darling?
No.
It's the local plonk, but I think you might find it mildly amusing.
Which is more than I can say for this damn place.
Oh, poor little Mark. Have we got a tiny touch of homesickness, then? Are we missing our little wifey-pifey in our little suburban home?
Now, look. It's bad enough for
you.
Oh,
don't mind me, darling. I've never had any illusions about us. We're fantastic in bed together, but beyond that, well, there's never been very much to it. We're held together by two things. Good old-fashioned lust and the organization, the Domino Club.
Maybe I should have stayed in Britain, stuck it out.
After the outcry about Blunt, they'd have put you away for sure, darling. This way we're on neutral territory. In a week you won't be headlines anymore. At the most you'll be a short paragraph on page 6. And then we can make our move, offer a deal.
I wish I had your confidence.
It'll work, darling. In a couple of weeks, we'll both be off the hook. We'll be free and reasonably well off. Now, stop worrying. Yeah. Let's do that again. I like it. Talking of lust, darling...
Who is it?
A telegram for Monsieur Lacour.
Telegram? Step it under the door, please.
You have to sign for it, monsieur.
One moment.
Ah, what the hell?
Stand quite still, Mr. Ritchie. And put your hands behind your neck. And you too, my lovely.
Who are you? What do you want?
Yeah, did you hear that, Sweeney? I was right. They say that in all the best movies. Of the hands, Mr. Ritchie. Up, up.
Darling, you didn't say you were expecting visitors.
Well, tell me, love, are you his regular piece or one of the locals?
Nice. I like blunt, direct men.
You're in luck. You've found one. Name?
Actually, it's Graham. My friends call me Shirley. Perhaps when you get to know me better...
No problem. I think we'll be seeing quite a little of each other.
Oh, absolutely super.
My name is Hume, by the way, and this is Mr. Sweeney. Doesn't say much, but he has a very mean disposition. Check the place, Sweeney.
Look, by what right? Who the hell are you?
I'm a cycle maker from Halifax, and Sweeney's my mate. We're here on a package holiday with a co-op. We'd like you to join us.
He's police, darling. Look at those feet. British intelligence, I'd say. Correct?
Keep away from that handbag, Mrs. Graham. Sweeney, turn it up.
Right.
Oh, do be careful. That's the only lipstick I've got, and I don't think it's your shade, ducky.
Right. Lady, I want you to put a few things in a bag for both of you. And hurry. Watch her, Sweeney.
Okay.
If you're thinking of trying to take us back to England...
Mr. Ritchie, trying doesn't come into it. We've got you, and we'll take you where we bloody well like.
I simply want you to understand I'm willing to cooperate.
Oh, bang on. Jolly good.
If you'll arrange for me to meet your superior officer.
Take me to your leader, eh? Well, haven't heard that in years.
Save the jokes till Christmas and put them in your crackers. That's all they're good for.
Now you've hurt my feelings.
Listen, we want to see the top man in your outfit. We'll talk to him. Nobody else.
Yeah, that's Sweeney. We're not good enough. You know something? I think Sweeney could persuade you to change your mind. When he puts himself out, he can be an absolute charmer.
Aren't you being rather old-fashioned? Why make it difficult? Just give your boss the message. We've got something he wants. Information he wants badly. Tell him he can have it. The lot. The whole lot.
For a price, naturally.
Darling, I am not just a pretty face.
Anything else you'd like to convey to the powers that be? Sir? Madam?
Hey, one more thing. Tell him the whole deal has to be completed in 48 hours here in Tangier.
Right. Message received and understood. Now I've got a message for you. We're leaving here by the back stairs. I want you to take it nice and easy. Oh, and before we go, let me explain one thing. I've got orders to bring you in alive, but actually I don't care much for orders. So it won't matter to me if you finish up dead. Might be easier that way. So remember, nice and easy, does it?
Pat, how are you?
David, I'm fine. And you don't look a day older.
Oh, I feel it. Oh, I've got a car over here. How was the ferry trip from Jim?
Oh, I'm no worse. How are you liking this place?
The answer, my friend, is that I've got a little cottage up in the Dales and I can't wait to get back to it.
Grey skies, rain, mist, all that.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Yeah, here we are.
Oh, what's the news on Richie?
Safely tucked away with his lady friend.
Is any word on his wife? Has she shown up?
We think so.
Think?
Well, we had a report from a contact at the airport. Mrs. Ritchie arrived in on an Air France flight from Paris an hour ago. She made a reservation at the Hotel Angleterre, but I haven't had time to check.
And you've nobody watching her?
Look, old man, maybe I better explain. I run this station on a very short shoestring, like three men and a dock. We're not the KGB or the CIA. If I buy a contact a scotch, I've got some bureaucrat in London on my back demanding to know why I didn't buy coffee.
Yeah, I've met the type.
Well, she's no problem, is she? The wife?
Problem? Could be. Could well be. How about our Russian brothers? Any sign of life?
Nothing to stir the imagination. They have a small section here, headquarters at the back of a hairdressing salon in Avenue Constantine. Local commander is a Georgian, Major Svanitsa. Not overactive, likes women and the lotus life.
Has he had any visitors lately? Like today?
If he had, I would have heard. We've got some pretty good contacts. You thinking of anyone in particular?
Remember Badaev?
The executioner? Is he around?
He was. We believe that Moscow sent him to England to liquidate Ritchie.
And you think he'll show up here?
I think he's probably here already.
After Ritchie?
Who else?
But how would he know?
Simple. All he had to do was follow Mrs. Ritchie.
Let me order you some refreshment, Comrade Colonel, and then we can settle down to discuss your little problem.
Let us get two things clear, Major Svanitsa. First, it is not a little problem, it is a big one. Second, it is not only my problem, it is yours also.
Of course, naturally. I shall be happy to cooperate, in fact. I do have some news.
Ah, you have located Ritchie.
A man calling himself Monsieur Henri Lacan registered at the Hotel Angleterre 2 days ago. Moscow issued a passport in that name to Ritchie some 2 years ago.
He's there now?
He has not checked out. We have a contact at the desk.
Contact?
He keeps us regularly informed. Ritchie hardly ever leaves his room.
No, there's no time for all this. We must pick Ritchie up at once.
Of course. How do you wish to proceed?
First, I want a plan of the hotel where Richie is staying. A rough idea of the layout will do. And I shall want a car, 2 men, a driver and 1 other. Both reliable operators.
My own driver.
Good.
And what about the woman?
What woman?
The one with Richie.
His wife. She's no longer important.
No, not his wife. No, this is quite another person.
Who is she?
Her name is Graham, but in Moscow she is known under the code name Stella. She's been one of our agents for 21 years, since she was a girl. She was trained at our center in Pskov, and was so highly regarded that she was appointed as the main contact with the Domino Club. That was when she first met Richie.
Why they didn't tell me this at the center?
You know the rule. We are told only what is necessary.
But she's a defector. My job is to deal with defectors.
I was coming to that. Moscow now regards her as more important than Richie himself. Correction. Of equal importance. They want them both.
Killed?
They would prefer to have them returned in a reasonable state of health, but as a final resort, yes, they are to be liquidated.
Who's that?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Ritchie.
Mr. Cadwell, what are you doing here?
You left your toothbrush at the cottage. I thought I'd bring it over.
Who let you in?
I've made a lifetime study of locks. It's my hobby. Some people do needlework. I open doors.
Will you leave now, or do I have to call the management and have you thrown out?
Oh, don't do that, Mrs. Ritchie. Apart from anything else, if I get thrown out, you won't hear my news. Let's have a drink and talk. Look,
Bottle of duty-free scotch. Bought it on the flight to Gib.
Gib?
Gibraltar. That-a-way. You must have heard of it. Big chunk of rock.
You mean you didn't follow me here?
Not in your actual footsteps, no. But I arranged for someone to keep an eye open, just in case you showed up. A small nip?
Yes. All right. With water.
Water? What are you saying? This is malt. It's the real stuff. Mustn't ruin it. There.
Thanks. I shouldn't be, I know. But I'm actually glad to see you.
Mutual. Salute.
You said you had news. Is it about Mark? He's registered as being in the hotel, but I can't find him. He doesn't answer the phone, and I've been to the room 5 or 6 times. The door's locked, and he doesn't answer when I knock. What are you doing?
Oh, just looking. This case, Mrs. Ritchie, it's new, isn't it?
What?
The case. You didn't have it at the cottage. Who bought it for you?
Does it matter?
Oh, I'm interested. Who bought the case and... this coat. Who helped you to get to Tangier? There is, of course, a very simple explanation.
Oh, I didn't know there were any simple explanations.
Well, try this one. You were helped by your husband's friends, or should I say his comrades, which means that you know who they are, which means that they could be your comrades, too.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Didn't you know? I'm the Mata Hari of Meadow Lane, Bickley.
If you would just answer my question. All I want to know is, who helped you to get to Tangier? That's all.
Assuming someone did help me, do you think I would tell you who it was? Expose them to your lot? I wouldn't wish you on my worst enemy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Not the way it sounded. But I'm not a spy, Mr. Cadwall. You used a German word the other day, the man in the shadows.
Hintermanner.
Apt. It has the right flavor. Well, believe me, if I could lead you to the Hintermanner, I would. I'd give you names, addresses, everything. Because I hate them, Mr. Cadwall. I hate them for what they've done to Mark, to me, to everything. I'm not over fond of your lot, but them, them I hate.
I believe you.
I don't much care whether you do or not.
But there is something else you should consider.
Yes.
You may not be one of them.
Oh, may, I'm not.
But they could have used you just the same.
In what way?
Your husband has information that we need. The Russians, naturally, don't want him to divulge it. They will go to any lengths, to shut him up.
Do they know he is here, in Tangier?
Oh, now they do. I didn't follow you here, but it's highly likely that they did. You brought the dubious gentleman of the KGB with you, Mrs. Ritchie.
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Hume.
I just had word your Russian has turned up. Badaev, no less. He was spotted by one of our contacts at the local KGB headquarters. They've probably got their boys out already scouring the city for Ritchie. Now, we'd better go.
I'll collect Mrs. Ritchie, and we'll be with you in 1 minute.
We don't need her.
I am not leaving her here.
Look, she'll only hold us up. Getting away from here will be tricky. They've got this place staked out. They'll be following us. It's going to be hard enough for the two of us to throw them off.
She comes with me.
You're an obstinate cuss, aren't you? All right, but make it quick.
Mrs. Ritchie, I was wondering, have you any plans for this evening?
I don't find that funny.
It wasn't meant to be. Actually, I'm going to see your husband, and I thought you might like to tag along.
May I help you, monsieur?
Yes. Bertrand, isn't it?
Yes, monsieur.
I bring you regard from Jules.
Ah, I spoke with Jules on the telephone only 2 minutes ago. He said you were on your way. You see, there has been a development.
Something concerning the people in room 203?
Please, monsieur, not so loud. I checked the room a short while ago. They have gone.
What do you mean? They've checked out?
No, monsieur, but they have left. I made certain discreet inquiries, and one of the roommates said that she saw them going down the back stairs with 2 men. One of the kitchen staff reported seeing 3 men and a woman get into the back of a small green van at the back entrance.
You're certain of this?
Yes, monsieur. That was why I telephoned Jules. I was most concerned about...
Yes. Tell me, the English woman who checked in this afternoon, Mrs. Ritchie.
Yes, monsieur.
Has she had any visitors?
Yes, 2 men. She left the hotel with them only a few minutes before you arrived.
Damn! If they return, any of them, you will call Jules at once, you understand?
Yes, monsieur. Excuse me.
So,
we will find them.
Yes, where? British intelligence has scooped them up, the whole lot. Snatched them from under that long Georgian nose of yours.
I did not anticipate that.
Exactly. Your job is to anticipate the enemy's moves, and you did not do so. Well, listen to me. If Ritchie talks to British intelligence, it will mean the end of 20 years' work in Britain. A whole network built patiently at enormous cost will be finished. And so will you, Comrade Major. I personally guarantee it.
If you will give me a little time.
The plane for Paris, connecting with the midday flight to Moscow, leaves at 9:30 in the morning. You have until then, 15 hours. If you haven't found Ritchie or the others by then, you will be on that plane, and it will be my pleasure to escort you.
All clear, Sweeney?
No trouble. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I doubled round a bit. I don't think we were followed, but I wanted to make sure. Tuck the car around the back, will you?
Well, do.
Oh, and you better meet Mr. Cadwell. He's a big wheel from London.
Oh, don't believe him. I'm one up from the office boy. Glad to meet you, Sweeney.
You too, sir. And the lady?
A friend of a friend.
I see. Evening, miss.
Good evening. Is my...
You'd better get inside. The night air can get treacherous here. Lead on, David.
Just get these lamps lit so we can see ourselves talk. There. That's better. I haven't got much in the way of hospitality, I'm afraid, Mrs. Ritchie. I can offer you a glass of the local vino. It's not all that bad.
No, thank you.
Well, try it. It'll warm you up, if nothing else.
All right. Thank you. Where's Mark? What is this place?
Well, we're about 25 miles from the city centre, an old farmhouse. Yeah. Put this where the horses can't run over it.
Thank you. Mr. Cadwell, you said...
I said you'd see your husband. And you will.
Now, just one minute, Pat. My orders are that Ritchie speaks to no one but you.
David, step outside a moment, will you? Excuse us, Mrs. Ritchie. We'll only be a couple of minutes.
Now, what is this?
It was all worked out in London by His Highness the Deputy Director. Very cunning. Mrs. Ritchie is part of today's special bargain offer. Ritchie tells us all he knows about the Domino Club, and in return, we let him go.
Let him go?
Free as a bird. A brand new passport and a few thousand quid pocket money.
Stone me. We're on the wrong side of this business.
You could well be right.
And the wife?
Part of the package. If he sings, we let her go with him.
What does she know about all this?
No.
But she trusts you?
She trusts me about as far as she can throw the Albert Hall. Where is he?
Inside the other room.
Alone?
Naturally. We put our Shirley in one of the outhouses. Well, I couldn't let her share a room with Ritchie, could I? After all, I must maintain certain moral standards.
Moral standards? Well, that has the ring of genuine cynicism about it.
Mm. Do you want to play the big reunion scene now?
Oh, we'll give them 15 minutes together. Have you got the recording gear set up?
Yep, already.
Good. I want a recording of every word they say to each other. Come on, let's get back inside.
All right. Are you ready, Mrs. Ritchie?
Yes.
Oh, steady. Hey. You all right?
Yes, I think so.
You nearly fell there. Here, sit down.
No, I'm fine now.
Sure?
Yes. Suddenly it all came over me, as they say. I've built myself up for the moment when I'd see Mark again, and I'm sorry.
Christine?
Yes?
I'm sorry, that sort of slipped out.
Well, there's no need to apologize. Christine is my name. What were you going to say?
Well, only that you shouldn't expect too much, that's all. I've admired your loyalty, but I doubt if he's worth it. I wouldn't want to see you... Oh, well, you know, you had more than your fair share of kicks, and...
It's good of you to be concerned about me, Mr. Cadwell. I'm touched, truly. But I shall be all right, I assure you. As for Mark, you must leave me to make my own judgments. Where is he?
In the wine cellar, through that door and down the stairs. What the hell was all that about?
What?
Now, don't say you don't know. Pat, look, I'm an old mate, and I'll be careful. It stands out a mile. You're stuck on that girl, and that could be...
Oh, don't talk such bloody rot. Come on, let's get that recording going.
Mark? Mark?
Chris? Chris? Chris, oh God, Chris, Chris! Oh,
darling, darling, darling!
That was episode 4 of The Left-Handed Sleeper by Ted Willis. Christine Ritchie was played by Annette Crosby, Patrick Cadwall by Richard Pascoe, and Lord Willis by himself. The hotel clerk and Sweeney, Alex Jennings. Shirley Graham, Francis Jeter. Mark Ritchie, Christopher Schooler. Mr. Coombs, Hugh Dixon. David Hume, Eric Lander. Svenitsa, Barry Denon. Bedayev, Andrew Sachs. And Jules, Simon Hewitt. The Left-Handed Sleeper is directed by Christopher Venning.